wake up. You motivate yourself to get out of your bed. You leave the room. You enter your bathroom. You brush your teeth and everything else that you do to get ready for your day. You say to yourself something as if, today is an adventure.
My name is JoJo Richard Mitten, and welcome to my podcast.
Okay. Oh, Luke is typing. He is typing now. Okay, we have the dots. The three dots. Oh, the dots stopped. Where did they go? Oh, they are back. Where is he? Another time waster? Just like Freud of the Alvin Band? Where is... Oh, oh. We have someone here. Oh. Who is this? Who is this?
Hello.
Oh, can you hear me? Whoa, one second. The sound is coming off the wrong space. Okay, can you speak now?
Hello, check 1, 2.
Oh, this is very strange. Can you speak now?
Check 1, 2. Hey, test.
Just give me 1 second. Oh, I see the problem. I did not fix it. There we go. Oh, it is because of Zoom. Oh, Zoom is the problem. Oh, speak now.
Check 1, 2.
Yes.
Two, hey.
Yes. We have liftoff now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now.
Great.
Okay. Oh no. We are now ready to go. Hello, and thank you for joining me on JoJo Richard Mitten's podcast. My podcast from Corn Puff Records presents. Now, if you would please for me, state your name and the band you are from.
Yeah, sure. This is Luke Lalonde, and I'm from the band Born Ruffians.
Okay, could you make eye contact with me, please? I am uncomfortable without it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, I am drinking chocolate milk. But I prefer my milk without the chocolate, so I'm just drinking milk. How do you feel about chocolate milk?
I like chocolate milk, too. I'm actually drinking, it looks like chocolate milk, I'm drinking some tea.
Oh, is that an Earl Grey, or is that a, what kind of tea?
It's like an Indian chai tea.
Okay, interesting. Now, you say you are from the Born Ruffians band, yes?
Yes.
I have been listening to your tunes a little bit. Can you please explain to me now your Toronto-based band, Born Ruffians? Your many songs over many albums are like the template for the song pulled up by the Talking Heads band from their debut record, 7-7. Are you familiar
do you want me to defend that position, or do you want me to...
I'm simply stating this fact. What do you think?
You wouldn't be off the mark in saying that they are an influence on us, because they are. And that record is, their first record, Talking in 77, was, I love that. I love all the records. But I heard John Mulaney say something along the lines of, like, it got it. Things that get in before the garage door closes. Talking Heads definitely got in my brain before the doors closed.
Yes, they're in all of our brains with doors closed. So, I want to tell you now, after what you just told me, that it is my assumption that your Born Ruffians music is so close to that of the Talking Head band that your Born Ruffians band should be called the Stalking Heads.
That's pretty good.
This is funny to you?
You could, if you want to say that, you can go ahead and say that. I mean,
yes,
worse,
I just did.
I guess I'll say, sorry?
I just did. I said it to you.
Well, there's worse things that people could say. So.
Worse? What? Why worse? This is a compliment to you.
It is. Yeah.
You took it as an insult.
Well, I mean, you know, if somebody said that everything you've ever done was derivative of something else, it could be taken as an insult, but I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, assuming that you mean it in a complimentary
way. I mean everything I say in a complimentary way. Please take that now. Moving on, I want you to ask yourself these questions. You have found yourself living in a shotgun shack, one that is in a strange part of the globe. You are now behind the steering wheel of a large vehicle. After your drive, you have found yourself in a lovely home, with a lovely partner, attractive, and you are wedded to them. All this may seem like a great scenario to you, but wait for this. Wait for this. You are now finding yourself asking the following questions. How do I operate this? In what location can I find that large vehicle? Is this not my lovely home? Is this not my attractive partner to which I have been wedded to? So my question to you, Locke, is this. What is it that you would respond with upon asking these questions of yourself?
I'd let the days go by.
Very funny. Very funny. You are funny. You are a funny man. Ha ha. Now, moving on. How long, local Lavender, did it take for all the ruffians to have been born? What was the order? For me, I am the middle child of three, and to answer your next question, my brothers were born ruffians.
You're middle of three boys.
That is right.
Oh.
Yes, and my mother, yeah. What?
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I have middle child conundrum.
Hmm. What's middle child conundrum?
It is the opposite of middle child syndrome. It is when mother gave me too much attention as a child. To counteract the syndrome, I have been given conundrum.
Never. That's. I'm sorry to hear that. You could be worse off, though.
Oh, are you worse off?
I'm just fine. I have an older sister, actually.
Oh yes.
It. Steve, our drummer, is the middle child of three boys as well.
Oh really? Maybe I should interview him. Maybe we have much to talk about.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
You should.
But what was the order that you were born in?
Steve was born in February, I was born in May, and Mitch was born in July, all in the same year.
Oh, interesting, interesting. Are you a Gemini?
I am a Taurus.
Oh, I am a Gemini. You are a tortoise, you are a tortoise?
A Taurus.
A tortoise?
A Taurus.
Oh, Taurus. Okay, now, moving on. One of your many labels, the Paper Bag Record Company, said of your Bran Muffin band that on the Uncle Luke and the Chef record, you had to, and I quote, shed your skin like a snake, that it was, and I quote again, about going back to the deepest, most satisfying itch to scratch. I ask you to tell me, how satisfying was it to have scratched your itch? Did the other two Bran Muffins help with the scratching?
Uncle Duke and the Chief, I assume, is the record you're talking about.
Oh, yes, Uncle Luke and the Chef.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those press releases are always, you gotta say something to kind of sell it and to boil it down, and then it's always
Is this what you are doing with me now?
I guess so. I mean, everything's a kind of a...
I would like you to be yourself with me, please.
I'm trying. Everything's a bit of a facade, you know, anything that's recorded and,
You are facading me.
Absolutely,
you just say you're facading me.
I think we all are, in a way, but,
Okay.
No, I mean, it was, I guess, in a way, a throwback to earlier influences, maybe, like, those 60s rock influences, maybe,
more throwback than other records,
but I don't know. I don't know if I would fully get behind that.
Okay.
I hope that answers your question.
Moving on. What do you play in your band?
I play guitar and I sing.
Oh, you sing, you say?
Yeah.
Could you sing me a bit of a song now?
Oh, man, I hate being put on the spot like that. What do you
want to hear? Asking the question, but it must be done.
What do you I never know what to sing when somebody asks me to just sing. So if you could give me a specific song.
Okay, yes, I have. Could you sing the Sweatshirt song from River of Weezer now?
The Sweatshirt song?
Yes.
The one that's like, if you want to destroy my sweater.
Wow, wow, wow.
Pull this thread as I walk away.
As I walk away. Okay, thank you for singing. Your singing has finished now. Please put yourself in this situation for me. You are now at Honest Ed's. Do you know Honest Ed's?
I do.
Yes. You are stumbling upon Honest Ed. Behold, it is Honest Ed himself now. You feast your eyes upon Ed's honesty. If you could ask him anything now, what would you want to know the honesty of?
Will there be peace on earth?
I don't know if this is a question that Ed can answer the honesty of.
So he's not like a genie. He just can answer...
If only he was. Maybe it would not be a condominium.
That's now, true.
Yes, it is true. Now... Pitchfork once deemed your Born Ruffian band an 8.0 act. Why has Pitchfork taken it upon themselves to stop the reviews of your latest records? What did you say to Pitchfork for them to stop reviewing your records? What has happened? Tell me now.
Man, I think somebody must have done something to somebody who worked there.
Oh man, what did you do?
I don't know. You have to ask Larry Fitzpatrick or whoever wrote that last review.
Yes. But, yes. You mean Larry Fitzmaurice?
Oh, yes. 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 You never get the critics' names wrong.
I will be asking you about him shortly.
You know what? I don't know, but there's a. Pitchfork is a funny beast. They changed their whole format up, I guess, and
yes.
You know, they went more in a pop direction, and
it's true.
They dropped a lot of their indie rock bands that they were covering, and I don't know. I mean, if you want my conspiracy theorist take on not us personally.
You are a conspiracy theorist.
I'm not.
But, what do you believe?
Well, I mean, they're a company that has a festival and a brand that they need to maintain, and
right.
Their brand relies on bands.
A brand relies on bands, yes.
They, you know, they cycle them through their review process, so they can't be giving a band a shit review that they're trying to get to sell tickets to their festival.
Right.
It's just like an interesting, I don't know if I'm not saying that correctly, but...
No, Pitchfork, I understand.
I like Pitchfork, and I really respect the writers. I think the writing is amazing, and so, yeah, I'm upset that they... fucking hate our guts, I guess, and gave us a shit review, but...
You have once been an 8.0 band. I cannot think that they hate you.
True. That's a
yes.
Good point.
Think of this now. It is my understanding that on February 27th, 2008, Stuart Berman of Pitchfork Magazine said that, and I am quoting now, "Your band is still too twitchy to have ever come off as Tweed. For a three-piece, they are like an anti-power trio. Lalonde's tinny guitar tone is as thin as his frame, and Steve seems more intent on hitting the rims than the skins. Now, Lalondre, my question to you is this. Did Sleeve indeed hit more of the rims than the skins? How thin is your frame? Tell me about this now, please."
My frame is thickened and Steve's...
It has thickened?
Yeah.
How has it thickened?
Well, you know, I was but a boy. I was,
A boy?
I was just a boy.
You were a little boy?
No, I'm a man.
How old?
I don't know. You know, I was 20, 21, 20, and,
You were 20. Only 20.
I think I was 21 when we recorded that record,
little
yeah.
Little boy, 21.
Yeah. How old are you, JoJo?
I'm 38 years old, and I've accomplished many things in my life.
58?
38. 38 years young, yes.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, I thought I heard 58, and I was like, you look very young for 58.
Thank you for saying this. I am 38 years old. Now, moving on, I am wondering this now, Luke. Can you please explain to me how a band that was born in the year 2006 can be nominated for Juno's Breakthrough Group of the Year 7 years later? This does not make sense to me. Please explain.
I could explain it. I could try and explain it to you. I mean,
don't take too long, though.
I'll try quick.
Thank
you. The Canadian music industry has many blind spots, and
yes.
We weren't
blind
in their field of vision until 2013.
Oh, maybe they needed glasses like us.
I would say that they metaphorically need some very strong glasses.
Yes, thick prescriptions.
Maybe magnifying glasses.
Yes, moving on. I would like to now ask you something rather personal. On June 1st, 2010, the same day that Juno's winning band Arcade Fire released their first single from the Sub Rob's concept record, the month of May, Larry Fitzmaurice of Pitchfork Magazine informed the public that you, after your first record, and I quote, "seem to be cursed with a sense of total amnesia here. After I have read this about you, I'm a little worried. I've learned about your curse that has been placed upon you from the writer Larry Fitzmaurice. I ask you now, with concern, how have you been dealing with this curse? Do you remember?"
We've been begging him to lift this curse, but the witch he's a powerful witch, I guess.
He must be.
Yeah.
But do you remember? Your amnesia is gone?
How do you know if your amnesia is gone?
Oh,
that's a bit of a tricky question.
You are right. What if I have amnesia?
I remember that day well, though.
But I do not.
I spent the whole day in the bathtub. I was so upset.
You were in the bathtub?
Yeah.
What were you doing in a bathtub? What were you doing?
Just letting the water get cold.
Oh my goodness.
Pour some hot water back in.
A cold bath.
Yeah.
How sad.
It was a sad day.
I'm sorry to hear this. Can we move on?
I'm down if you are.
Okay. Now, Tuke. It has become clear to me through my listening experience that Juno's award-winning band Arcade Fire are listless and lazy songwriters who copy the titles of their songs as the exact lyrics for the choruses of the very songs in which they are named after. Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, it is my understanding that you and the other Rough Babies have started a record label company together titled Wavy Haze?
Yes.
Yet, I have also seen that you named one of your latest tracks Wavy Haze. Could you not think of an original name? You are no better than Arcade Fire now.
That is a very loaded, complicated question.
Most of my questions are loaded and complicated. This is how I ask.
Well, I mean, what do you want to know? Are we better than Arcade Fire?
Yes. Probably. Yes.
Probably not, I guess I would say.
I think you are.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you. Thank you.
Yes, you are more original. They try to be like Talking Heads, but it comes across disingenuously.
I'm getting the sense that you like Talking Heads a lot.
They are okay. I prefer your band.
Huh.
But I had listened to the song Pulled Up many times, and the second I heard your band, I thought to myself, wow, this sounds exactly like the Pulled Up track. Yes. Now, moving on about your label. I am wondering, does your Wavy Haze label have plans to include additional bands to the roster? I am only asking you now because my band, Crash Bandicoot Band, has been looking for offers. Do you have an offer for me? What is your offer? Let us discuss.
We could come to a gig or something, but...
Oh,
we,
you would come to...
What's that?
You would come to one of my gigs.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, we're not looking to sign bands, but we're also just kind of focused on releasing our records right now. But it's definitely a possibility that we could put something else out eventually. So
right,
yeah, maybe. I mean, we could
keep an ear out for Crash Bandicoot. Moving on now. I understand you have a record coming out called Jews.
Yes.
Okay. So, as I am of Jewish origin, ancestry, and descent myself, I'm wondering now, where did this name come from for you? Are you a fan of the Jews?
Jews.
Jews?
Jews?
J-E-W-S. What?
We wouldn't, that would be very odd if we did that, but no, we did.
Did what?
I guess you don't have anybody tell you the name of the record and you haven't read it yet, but it's J-U-I-C-E, like the drink. Juice.
Oh, it is like the drink Juice, you say?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if the album is called Juice, as you say now, what is your favorite juice type? Is it lychee juice? Is it lychee juice? Is it lychee, Luke?
I like...
You are a fan? Lychee. You are a fan of lychee?
Yeah, I do.
Amazing. Simply amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not my favorite. But
what
I
is your
like
favorite?
Honestly, I think I would have, if I had a gun to my head, I would say apple juice, just classic apple juice.
Oh, apple juice.
Yeah.
Okay, it does not look too much like urine for you to drink?
No, I mean, yeah, that's a good point.
Yes, this is what I think.
Mm.
Okay, speaking of Jews, can you please explain to me now the folk singer Rob Dylan? His born ruffian name is Robert Zimmerman, which I understand to identify as a Jewish name. Yet, the man has released several records of Christian music. Are you familiar with his Christian music?
I am.
Okay. Now, speaking of Dylan's music, can you please explain to me his new song about Pulitzer Prize winner, ex-president John Fitzgerald Kennedy? It sounds nothing as if the Dylan I claim to know.
Well, I guess, you know, he hasn't put a new song out in 8 years or something.
It has been a long time.
Yeah.
He sounds like Tom is waiting.
He sounds like Tom. You speak in abstractions. I have to decode some of the things.
I speak in abstractions?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
I'm just noticing it.
Okay.
Sorry. I would say that new Dylan song is something else. It's something it's
yes.
Bizarre.
Very bizarre. Very bizarre.
Dub-a-dub-dub.
In the tub, just like you are in the cold water of your tub.
Yeah.
After the curse. Yes. I have a long question for you. Ready to follow? It is about this. It is about the song. Okay. I would like you now to imagine this for yourself. It is November 22nd, 1963. A normal day in history. You are in Dallas, Texas. You wake up. You get out of your bed. You say to yourself something as if, Oh no. Oh no. The connection is unstable to the internet. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Are you back now? Hello.
I'm back now, but are I you, missed.
Did you miss the whole question?
The main, I missed the meat of that question.
Okay. Okay. I will go back now.
I heard that I'm in November 22nd, 1963, and I wake up.
Yes, it is a normal day in history. You are in Dallas, Texas.
Of course.
You wake up and you get out of bed. You say to yourself something like, "Today feels like a Caillou kind of day." You take your head off the pillow, and you are now staring at yourself in the mirror. Looking back at you is Pulitzer Prize winner John Fitzgerald Kennedy. You are now President of the United States of America. Congratulations to you. Or should I now call you Johnny? You have the knowledge that folk band singer Bob Dylan will be involved in your assassination one day. What do you do as president? What is your first meal?
My first meal?
As president, congratulations again.
I don't know, but I tell you, I don't get in that motorcade. That's what I don't do.
Oh, man, you know about the motorcade?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, boy.
I would say eat some cereal.
Oh, kind of cereal? My favorite is Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but I prefer the Cinnamon Toast without the crunch, so I just let it sit in the milk.
You like that soggy.
Yes.
I think most cereal is better saturated than soggy.
That is right. Cinnamon Toast Sog. Yes.
They should rename it.
I will get around to it. Now, I have questions for you about your solo record. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Now, Juice, you have chosen to call your latest solo record The Perpetual Misogynist. Please explain.
The Perpetual Optimist is the name of the record.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
The Perpetual Optimist is the name of, I guess this is me, you might classify this as lazy, but it's the name of one of the songs on the record.
Oh, just like what Arcade Fire does.
And I actually reconsidered for a second, here's a little anecdote.
Okay.
Chris Sands, the guy I recorded the record with, one, and suggested I change the name of the song Perpetual Optimist and call it Raincoat, and I almost
Raincoat.
Yeah, and then I was going to call the record The Perpetual Optimist, because I do like when a title is from a deeper part of the lyrics, but I also like when songs are called the chorus because it's easier to remember, and I can't remember song titles. I have such a bad memory for song titles if it's not just the name of the thing that they say the most in the chorus. Like, I accidentally called my girlfriend's friend or whatever.
My song?
Yeah.
What would you call it?
I'd have to read the lyrics. I need more. All you've given me is that one line.
Okay, we are also called Crash Bandicoot.
Okay, right.
Yes. Like the video. Yes, there is a popular video game which it shares a name with. Okay.
Is that a coincidence?
Yes, but now I have loved the video game after playing it.
Hmm.
Moving on. Now, Lone, it is my understanding that you have told Toronto's 88th independent radio station that you yourself admitted yourself that you frequently find yourself in a cemetery. I say this to you now, a quote from yourself, to yourself. As I sit surrounded by decaying corpses, I have realized that this is what the record, The Perpetual Optometrist, is about, more or less. Can you please explain to me what it was like to have been surrounded by decaying corpses?
I don't know why, but I do like cemeteries, I guess, because they're like parks, and there's a lot of them around in most cities.
And you dig up the bodies to surround yourself with.
Yeah. No, of course not.
Of course not. Know. Why you say surrounded by them?
Well, I guess because they're buried all around you. If you're sitting on a bench in the middle of a cemetery, you're kind of like amongst a bunch of graves.
Oh, yes, this is true. So you are surrounded by graves, then not the bodies. I was picturing yourself in a zombie situation.
Ah.
Yes. Now moving on, Mr. LaLavender. On your last solo record, The Perpetual Monogamist, you have a track titled I'm Waiting for the Light to Change.
Mm.
I did not find this song relatable in the slightest, I'm sorry to say. As someone who lives in the city of Toronto, I have never once waited for the light to change. It is my understanding that you are a Toronto-based artist as well. Have you ever thought about changing the gears of your writing style to be a little more relatable?
I wrote that song in Brooklyn, so that's maybe why.
Oh, do you not? I assume that the Brooklynites do not wait either.
I was on a busy street. I was on a really busy street.
Really? A busy street?
Yeah.
And you waited? You are a waiter?
Yeah. It was McDonald Avenue in Greenpoint. Very busy.
And you wait like Tom.
That's right, I wait like Tom.
Okay. Now, the lights has changed and I am moving on. Please notice that I did not have to wait. I will say to you that Exclaim has exclaimed that you, Lint, are Canada's renegade cowboy. How did this title make you feel? What are your thoughts on the way that they have labeled you, a cowboy? I do not see a hat on your head.
Exclaim said I'm a renegade cowboy?
Yes, they have coined you this term.
Did you make that up?
I would never.
I think they might have called the... what's his name?
What the is guy his with name? The mask. The Jim, the Jim Carrey. The Jim Carrey.
Orville Peck.
Oh, Orville Redenbacher.
Right.
Yes.
I had no idea they called me that, and I can't defend it or endorse it.
Okay.
But I'll take it.
Okay, it's a cowboy. Good
name. I've never had a nickname, so I'll take that.
Okay, settle down, cowboy. Now, I have a question for you about the Sundowner movie. Loki, you were once in a film, The Sundowner, which also featured character actor Tom Heidecker as Howie, a man who both loves the Colgate Comedy Hour as well as gazpacho soup. Imagine this for yourself. For me. The soup has become room temperature, and Howie has just burned his lips on the soup. What do you do? Are you familiar with the Colgate Comedy Hour?
I am. That's a great skit.
A skit?
That is a great skit in that show.
I am not talking about a skit. I am imagining a situation for you which you must put yourself in. What do you
okay,
do?
Okay, sorry. It's tough to follow these sometimes, JoJo.
I understand, but you must follow. What do you
do
once Howie has burned his lips on the soup? What do you do?
Boy, I don't know. I mean, I let him drink it.
You don't feel bad for Howie?
Nah.
Now, soup. You have been placed in a car focus group for obvious reasons. If I viewed the correct advertisement with your brand muffin band, you have had the opportunity to advertise the spacious trunk of a Honda Fit by fitting in the Honda Fit's spacious trunk. What is your new car idea?
What's my new car idea?
What is your new car idea?
I have a really good car idea, but I can't say it here because somebody will steal it.
Wow, I would never. We can patent it through this podcast.
I don't know.
I give you the rights now. Tell me.
How about a car with one giant wheel in the middle?
One wheel in the middle. Yes, I see it. It may have trouble with the balance, but if we can work that out, we can make this happen. Would you go into business with me?
Sure.
Really? Really?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't know.
No? Well, you just said yes.
Off the record?
On the record. Everything is on the record.
On the record, maybe. I'll say maybe.
Okay. Now, this is the second part of the question. You are trying to concentrate, but the man next to you continues to fart. What do you say to Paul, the man who keeps farting? Do these new conditions change your car idea? You are in thought. You are deep in thought.
I guess I would ask Paul.
It smells. It is stinky. It is stinky.
Yeah, where do you get off just letting them rip like that in public? That's what I would say, I guess.
Yeah, you tell Paul. You tell Paul. Okay.
But at the same time, you can't lose your own, you know, you can't lose your focus. You can't let somebody else throw you off your game.
This is true. Do not let the farts take you away from the game. Okay. I have heard from an insider source that you have recently adopted a puppy child.
Mm-hmm.
As I learned from your friend Floyd of the Elvins Band, there is a virus now, and we must all remain inside. How has your puppy child adapted to the changes, as Davy Bowie once said?
You learned about coronavirus from Ferd?
I did. It was interesting. It was scary to learn. I was worried. In the moment, I thought to myself, how did I not hear? But
yeah,
I mostly...
how did you not hear?
It is funny, I mostly concern myself with music news, and I noticed it had slowed down. I was trying to get to the bottom of it.
Wow.
Yes.
So you got a really curated, like, news feed that allows no other information in.
Very, very.
Wow.
Yes, and I skim everything. I'm a headline reader.
Okay.
Okay, I admit to this because I trust you. Yes. But how is your dog? How has your dog adapted to the changes?
She loves it. She's great.
Your dog is a she.
Yes, she is.
What is her name?
Putty.
Putty.
Yeah.
Like silly.
Yes.
Does your dog mold?
Not yet.
Oh, but your dog will mold.
Maybe.
What would you mold your dog?
She has tiny little thumbs.
Thumbs. Well, tiny thumbs.
Those tiny little
What would you mold your dog into once it was moldable?
A dog, I guess.
Now another dog. You want another dog?
She'll be molded into her own dog self that is slightly bigger than she is now.
Okay, moving on. In recent news, I have read that the painting was stolen the other night from the museum in the Netherlands. It was a Van Gogh, and it went. Now, Luke, my question to you is not where did Van Gogh, but rather, if you were to reveal yourself as the burglar now, how would you have burgled this painting at around 3:15 a.m.?
How would I have done it?
How would you have burgled
painting? I'd knock the security guard out and put his uniform on, probably that old trick.
Oh, the old security uniform trick, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you admit to burgling?
If I had done it, this is how I would have done it.
Okay.
If I did do it, this is how I would have done it.
Okay, but you did it.
Well.
Moving on.
Speculation.
I have some questions now. Luke, you exclaim to Exclaim magazine that you have been worrying a lot. This is a quote. You say to them that you think a lot of people have. However, I am wondering why you think this. I am not a worrier. I am not worried. Tell me, why did you assume that I am worried? Why? Why did you make this assumption? Because this assumption has worried me now.
Well, that's one thing that I envy you about, for sure. I think you are unlike a lot of people. I don't know.
Really? Why you say this? Everybody thinks I am average.
Maybe. Oh, don't. Really?
Really?
I don't know. Maybe most people was wrong, but I think a lot of people are worried.
I'm sad to hear this. Maybe I could give you a bit of ease.
Sure.
Okay. I give you this now. I give you another question to ease your mind. I have read somewhere that you believe that God is the planet, that the planet is female, and that the female planet is now bucking us off.
Mm.
It is my assumption that you assume now that the female planet is a horsey, as horsies are often the ones to buck us off. Would you say this assumption is accurate?
No, but I do think the Earth is a living kind of organism, and it reacts to plagues and things that are attacking it, and that's basically what we're doing. And if we should stop doing that, if we want to live harmoniously on this planet.
Oh, harmoniously, yes, wonderful.
In the same way that you would treat a horse with respect, if you don't want to be bucked from a horse.
If a horse bucked you, would you buck off the horse? You would.
Good one.
You. Good what?
I don't know. It's good work.
Oh. Well, I assure you it was an accident. Now, Mama Duke, can you please exclaim to me the only good thing that comes to mind about your mother? You have one word to do this in. Go.
Love.
That is a nice word. For me, it is bemused. Now I am moving on, Fruit. It is 2 a.m. You are now phoning a friend on the phone. You have accidentally dialed now the wrong friend. When the sleepy voice answers, would you identify yourself?
No.
You would not.
Absolutely not.
You would not. What if it was Davey Swimmer of the Friend Show?
Do I have his number in my phone in this
Perhaps
scenario?
You do, yes.
Yes, I do in that case.
You would tell Davy Swimmer that it is you.
Yes.
What do you hope to gain from that?
Just a little conversation with David Schwimmer. That'd be cool.
What'd you ask Davy Swimmer?
I'd ask him how he's doing, what he's doing, how he's handling this quarantine.
Yes, it must be tough not having your friends around. Now, Luke, could you please explain to me why the Shaquille O'Neal film, Kazam, is better than Michael Jordan and his film about the jam in space? Have you seen it? Have you seen Shaquille O'Neal in the popular 1996 film Kazam? It was directed... You have not seen this.
No.
It was directed by Starsky or Hutch, but I can never remember which one. If it was Ben Stiller or Owen Wilson, I don't remember.
I'm almost certain they didn't, but I have not seen that movie, I don't think. I might have seen part of it when I was a kid.
Okay, I highly recommend. Highly recommend. Now, Slick, moving on. A quick Google search has indicated to me that your Born Ruffians band has a cover band called the Corn Puffians Band. There is obviously word rearrangement at play here for humor. What are your thoughts on the Corn Puffians Band?
They're nice kids, you know. Well, not kids, but, you know, they're nice group of young people.
Oh, young people. What it was like to be young.
They're great. They're really, it's always nice, even if people are playing your songs, it's always nice to see that, you know.
That is very nice.
Cover of one of our songs. I thought it was great. I thought it was it captured the rambunctious spirit of our recording of it. It was a good tribute to it.
Interesting. I think you are much better. They are a little hacky.
Well, you know.
Why the two voices? Why not just one? You only have one.
It's their thing. It's okay. Cool. It's a cool thing.
To each their own, as the expression says, I guess. Now, there are two birds and two doors. One door leads to heaven, the other leads to hell. One of these birds is a liar, and you can tell this. You can tell the bird is a liar. The only thing for you to catch now is this. The birds are twins. They are twins, Luke. Not fraternal, but identical. Yes. And they cannot see each other. How do they know they are twins? What do you do to help them?
Is that, that's like a riddle.
No, they just, it is just that the birds are twins and they are not aware of this. How do you help them? Okay.
Help them
become aware. Become aware. Imagine how much better the relationship of the birds would be if they knew they were twins. They hate each other now, but maybe if they knew, they would love.
I don't know. That's a good question. I have not the faintest idea.
Okay, I'll give you time to think, but moving on. Can you please explain to me now how you feel about Judd Apatow's Lena Dunham's HBO's show, The Girl? I have recently viewed multiple episodes from seasons 1 through 3, where several characters engage in radical intercourse. What do you think of this program? Have you seen HBO's The Girl?
I've seen the first season or two. It's been a while, though.
Okay, what are your thoughts on Judd Apatow's Lena Dunham's HBO's The Girl?
I liked the first couple seasons, and then I kind of fell off, I think.
Right.
A lot of shows.
Where did you fall?
I don't remember now.
You fell off what?
I stopped watching it at some point. I don't really know why. Ow. I think it started to get annoying.
Excuse me, my phone is buzzing. Hold on.
Okay.
Mother? Mother? I told you, I am busy interviewing Lucky Luke of the Born Ruffians band. Mother, I told you, you were not burgled. Every week you are burgled, Mother. Did you look in Brother's room? Did you look in other Brother's room? Mother, no one would simply just take your bathrobe. Please. Please, you are embarrassing me again. Last time it was with Frog of the Ellen Band. This time it is with Luke LaPond of the Rough Babies Band. Mom, please, just take the hot bath without the robe. We will talk later. Goodbye. I'm so sorry for this. I'm so sorry. I apologize. Things have been hard since separating from Mother, as we have all been separated from ourselves.
Truth. True say.
Yes. Now, on Insider Sauce from Demos Magazine, Harry Miles has informed me that Joey Litvak of Corn Puffian's band has interviewed your drum player, Sneeze, who I assume once played an extra on the Game of Thrones show.
Joey, we've known for a long time. Him and his friend Zach have come to many of our shows.
Now, you know Zach Goldmember.
Yes. We know both Joey and Zach, and they're really nice guys. They're funny. We run into them in Toronto a lot.
That is nice. Yeah. Joey is a bit rude, I find.
Yeah.
Zachary is very nice, though. Great podcast, the Deadbeat podcast. Have you heard?
No, I haven't. I'll have to check that out.
Okay. Check out mine first, though.
Okay.
It is my understanding that there are extenuating similarities between your Born Ruffs and the Corn Puffs. Two of the Born Ruff band members are cousins. You yourself, the frontman of the band, and your bass-playing cousin, Mitchell. While two of the Corn Puffs are cousins, frontman Joey Litvak and his bass-playing cousin, Noah Bonan. If this was not enough to make things weird, as fellow podcaster Pete would say from his homes, your drumming member, Steve, taught himself to be the drumming member as a way to stay in the band, just as Maya Harris of the Corn Puffians has done. Explain this to me. Please explain this. Where do the similarities come from? This is actually crazy.
That is weird, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yes, now you do. What do you do with this information?
I'd say life is funny like that.
Yes, it is. Picture this now, Luke LaPel. The year is 1980. You have a bit of a look around and you see the stranger kids riding on their bikes toward you. Next up, you are transported to Burlington. Not in the state of Ontario,
Vermont.
And you see that Benny Sanders is now running for mayor. What do you do? You can do anything.
I tell him to run for president 10 years earlier than he will run
for
president.
Oh my goodness, he is running for president?
He is.
Benny Sanders?
Yeah, Bernie.
Benny.
Bernie Sanders.
Okay. Now, Luke, I'm wondering, have you been to the venue in Toronto?
No.
You've not been to the venue?
Which venue?
The venue by the water. It is the best venue in the city.
Which one? Which
venue? It is called The Venue.
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, I have recently seen a band called Secondhand Hand Pillow there. Have you heard of new band Secondhand Hand Pillow?
Secondhand Head Pillow?
Hand. Secondhand Hand Pillow.
Secondhand Hand Pillow?
Hand Pillow.
Okay.
Yes. Can you say it?
Secondhand Hand Pillow.
Thank you. They sound as if Courtney made love to Kurt on cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like they sound like Nirvana?
No, they sound
like
as if...
Hole.
Well, yes, they sound as if Hole made love to the Smashing Pumpkins. Now, Lick, things are currently the opposite of the way they once were. Mm-hmm. What is the last thing that you will do when things go back to being the same as they ever were?
I don't understand.
Lick, listen. Things are currently the opposite of the way they once were. You must frame it like
things
this. The thing that you want to do the least, but the most, when you are allowed to do the things you once did.
Make a sandwich.
You would make a sandwich now. What would be in it? A Luc Lalonde sandwich.
I'd make a tuna salad sandwich.
Amazing. Have you ever thought about starting a cookbook?
I have some recipes.
Really? You could call it a cookbook with Luc.
Huh. Not bad.
Yes. Now, my final question to you, Floop La La, is this. What is next for you, Floop La La, in the world of wide music?
We're putting out a record. Born Ruffians is putting out a new record.
Your
it
band?
Might be out by the,
what?
It might be out by the time this podcast is up, but it's out April 3rd. It's called Juice.
April 3rd, you say? Now, I have interviewed the Corn Puffian band, and I heard they may be releasing something on April 3rd as well.
Another coincidence.
Interesting.
Another
very parallel. Interesting. Something to add to the weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else do you have going on in the wide world of wide music?
Well, we've got more news coming, but I can't announce it yet. And
interesting. If this podcast were to come out in over a week or a week and a half time, would that be enough time for you to tell me the secret?
No.
Oh. What would be the time for you to tell me the secret?
I actually don't know.
So you cannot tell me the secret?
No, and I can't even tell you the time of...
Oh, please, please,
why?
Please, why?
Well,
tell me the
suspense.
Secret. Tell me the secret.
This is how you sell things, you know? It's create suspense.
Okay, will I find out on my own?
Yes.
Okay, I will not press you any longer, but if you decide to tell me the secret, I am here.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me, JoJo Richard Mitten?
No, I don't.
I am a very intriguing person. No
Are you
one
married?
Ever. What?
Are you married?
Am I married? No. No, I'm not married. I had a breakup, though. I was broken up with in a park. Yes.
That's too bad. I'm
yes,
sorry.
The geese were flocking.
Okay.
Yes. It was. Yes.
So it was the winter. Early winter.
No, it was the summer.
The geese were flocking.
The geese were flocking toward me.
Ah.
They flocked at me during the breakup. They went honk, honk. They teased me. They teased me.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Now, it has been a pleasure.
I will
cherish your kind words about me being the opposite of average. You're the first person to tell me this.
Oh. You're welcome.
Thank you. May I tell my mother that you say this about me?
Sure.
She will be so proud.
Okay. Of course.
Okay. What are you doing for the rest of your day now?
I'm going to be taking a dog out to a vet appointment and then...
Your silly dog?
That's right, yeah. And then I'm going to be recording some music.
Oh, that is nice. What music?
Well, I'm doing a series of covers on Instagram. I'm trying to do one every day or so. And I'll be working on some acoustic versions of Born Ruffian songs to perform live on the internet, as is the current method of performing for people. So,
because of the virus that I learned about from Freud.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, given the circumstances, I hope that you remain healthy.
You too.
I now consider you a friend. What do you consider me?
Sure, we could, you could call me a friend. We can call each other friends.
Okay. I say this to you because Strangers, they call me Jojo Richard Mitten. Acquaintances, they call me Richard Mitten. But friends, they call me Dick Mitten.
Okay, nobody calls you Jojo?
Nobody calls me Jojo. But now you may call me Dick Mitten.
Okay, I'll call you Dick Mitten. Both, you prefer both names?
Yes, that is my name. Why, you do not prefer to be called Luke LaLaundrie?
You can call me Luke, you can call me... You know what, I'm not picky.
Okay.
Most friends call me Luke or Renegade Cowboy, so...
Yes, Renegade Cowboy. I love this name for you. You are such a cowboy. Yes. Have a lovely afternoon. Thank you very much for your time. You are a wonderful person. Very easy to interview. Much easier than Floyd and Harry Miles.
I appreciate that, Dick Mitten. And I'll be on the lookout for this fresh podcast when it's up.
Great. Would you please agree? What? Oh, yes. Before you go, will you agree once this podcast is up to share it among your followers?
Sure. Yes. Yeah. I will.
Thank you very much. You are my favorite cowboy.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Are you the one to hang up?
Do you want me to hang up?
Let us hang up at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready to count down with me?
Yeah.
Okay. You count with me with fingers.
Okay.
Okay, three.
Three.
Two. One. He left early.